Hello, Rob here again, welcoming you to another Barking Toad Trivial Pursuit podcast, or BTTPP, the podcast where Matt McCauley and I take a random Trivial Pursuit question card, go away, do some research, and come back with some facts, some nonsense, and everything in between. We continue our special episode of BTTPP where we just shoot the breeze, having done no research into the questions on the card, but still come up with some interesting discussion points. Should I have my own museum? Should Matt go dead horse racing? Was my crash in a rally car the most underwhelming event in human history? Is a picnic next to the M40 weird? Is hatred of Swindonians xenophobia? All these questions and more are answered in BTTPP Season 3, Episode 7, Part 2. So we're back again, ladies and gentlemen. So in the intervening period, we have had a look. So anybody who's listened to part one will know that we were talking about Matt's sphincter on his
on the baby's head,
his shower cap head. And we've had a look online, and sure enough, they do come up as shampoo, child's shampoo visor, I think they are.
Yes.
So yeah, go and have a look if you want to see what Matt looked like as a child. And do apologise because...
I mean, I was using it until I was 18, so...
Okay. What made you stop?
My head was got it... too big.
Well, so it wasn't like an addiction, like, you know...
No.
Like smoking cigarettes or whatever. I had to give up the shampoo visor. It wasn't doing me any good. It was ruining my family. It was... I kept stealing from the neighbours.
Well... To support my sphincter habit.
Oh, one other thing, we're eating peanuts as well, so I do apologise about any stage during this we choke and end up need to do that.
They are so good.
Maneuver. Yeah, they are they're Tesco honey roast peanuts and cashews. They're very nice, aren't they?
Monsieur, with your nuts, you are spoiling us.
Well, I try. Right, so, should we have another cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first cheese of this part is yellow, which is Histoire.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, what was the building that housed London's Great Exhibition of 1851 known as? And the answer is?
This is the only one that I know the answer to.
Do you want to...
Leamington Spa. No.
Royal Leamington Spa.
Sorry. I've temporarily forgotten it. Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace.
It is Crystal Palace. Yeah, so where do you want to go with that?
I'm not sure where I want to go with that. Is it still there?
What, the Great Exhibition or Crystal Palace?
The Crystal Palace.
I don't think so, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think it was only a temporary structure, wasn't it?
Like a big greenhouse.
I believe so. I'm not absolutely sure on what it was. The only thing I know is about the football team called Crystal Palace. And I don't know a lot about them.
I seem to remember having Crystal Palace football stickers back in the days when everyone collected football stickers.
Oh, okay.
And do you remember the ones with the club badge?
Yeah.
Which were shiny.
Yeah.
They were the best ones.
The Panini ones, the Panini stickers. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know whether they were... I'm not really big on Italian food, so I couldn't tell you what they tasted like, but...
Talking of that, do you know the one thing that annoys me? You know I'm learning Italian.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that really annoys me when I see signs in the high street that say, we sell paninis.
Mm-hmm.
Because panini in Italian is plural of panino, which is a sandwich. So the plural of sandwich is sandwiches in the UK. In Italian, sandwich is panino. Plural is panini. So if you say we sell paninis, they're basically saying they sell sandwiches is.
Yes. Sandwiches is.
Sandwiches is.
Now, I like the idea of sandwiches is.
What really annoys me is the fact that no Italians are annoyed by it.
Why aren't they?
I don't know. I need to
What's
ask
What's wrong
question.
With them?
I don't know. They need to be more anal, like me. They need to hate what I hate.
Mm. Yeah. Just be careful when telling people to be more anal like you. But Panini, yeah, I can understand why that's irritating. I mean, H irritates me.
Mm.
Schedule.
I think we talked about it. This has been in the podcast before. Should we just have a list of things that we hate?
Yeah. What really irritates me is mischievous.
As in mischievous.
Yes. Mm. But mischievous. Oh, you people need a fucking mischievous slap. Then we'll talk about mischief.
Schedule is the one that really annoys me.
Schedule. Yeah. It's always been schedule.
Yeah.
Schedule.
I don't like the word gotten.
Gotten is not a word.
I hate gotten. It's annoying.
Somebody tried to persuade me that it was Shakespearean.
Well, that person was mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually, I think it is a Shakespearean term that has always been around. But if it has always been around, if it is a Shakespearean term, then we stop using it, and for good reason.
Absolutely.
Because we had better words
to use.
There
are a lot of Shakespearean terms that we don't use anymore.
No. So, gotten... I'm struggling to think now about other things I hate. But there are people from Swindon. I don't. They're lovely.
Is that xenophobic, or is that too focused? To be
xenophobic. Oh.
To have its own word.
I think it is, because I think if you say people from Swindon, then you're talking about an out-group, aren't you?
Mm.
You're talking about a group who aren't fully accepted in society.
Yeah.
And therefore...
They are a minority.
Yes. And therefore you're just reminding them of how awful they are through your xenophobia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should there be extermination camps for people from Swindon?
I think if we go that far, we have to start looking very, very long and hard at ourselves.
And how would you consider somebody to be from Swindon?
Postcode.
Sorry, I just choked on a peanut. Is it people who still live there now, or what if you were born in Swindon and moved away? Are you still a Swindonite?
Oh, that's a good question. If you're born in Swindon and move away, I think we should hunt you down with dogs.
Okay.
So runaways won't be tolerated in the new regime.
What if you live outside Swindon,
mm-hmm.
but the only place you can go to be born is Swindon, because they send you to Swindon to be born, but you live elsewhere? It's just purely that you were born in Swindon Hospital.
Now... Yeah.
Are you tainted enough by Swindon to be considered?
Well, I've been in Swindon Hospital, and I was certainly tainted by my experience there.
Was that for your anal bleaching again?
No. Mm. No, it was for my my bloody piss that I was doing at the time.
This has turned very graphic, this podcast,
yes.
Hasn't it? This episode is really...
I came off my bike...
Okay.
Just literally as I turned into my drive, and I hit the curb and came down, I landed on a kidney.
Ow.
Not mine, somebody else's. But I put that away.
The butcher had been round earlier.
Yeah. He's always dropping kidneys. He's awful. But no, then I found that when I went to the toilet, it was quite red what came out.
Okay.
So I drove down to Swindon Hospital, and they made me drink some stuff. Like, I don't know, it was mercury or something like that.
I doubt it would be mercury. Unless they really hated you. Or if the people from Swindon had just gone mental.
Oh, this is before I got to hospital. This was in the pub just before the hospital. No, it was in...
You're confusing me, really.
Yeah, it was in the hospital. Maybe there was something that it was metallic in some way. they could trace.
Well,
they could trace its passage through my body using fridge magnets. So it's like the fridge magnet was going down my gut, and that's how they knew what it was doing. That night was one of the scariest nights of my life because I was in a ward all on my own.
And people thought you were a fridge and kept coming to open you.
Kept attracting filings. And I woke up in the middle of that, and of course you're in, you're like, they've got these robes that you wear,
yeah,
but there's no arse on them.
Yeah.
And you've got socks with no toes in them.
I didn't know the socks didn't have toes.
Yeah, it was really weird. Mm. So you feel vulnerable because if you're moving around in polite society, you'd cover your arse in your toes, wouldn't you?
Well, certainly your arse. Toes is, you know, people wear sandals all the time, don't they? So that's voluntary.
I just think these are clothes they're designed especially just to humiliate you.
Right, okay.
So I was in there. And I must have woken up sometime after midnight.
Yeah.
On your own, in a whole hospital ward, and suddenly there were these it was the middle of summer, so the window was open.
Right.
And the blinds were rattling. There was a curtain that was like
billowing,
but like horizontal billowing.
Right.
And flashing lights everywhere. Right.
Okay.
Very X-Files.
Mm.
Now, obviously, the helicopter landing pad was just outside. The helicopter was...
That was a SWAT team coming in to tell you to put your arse away.
It takes more than the SWAT team to put my arse away.
Just hear the sound of... Put it away, Macaulay!
No! but when you wake up and you don't know quite where you are, and you say, I absolutely shit myself, which would have been bad, in a robe with no arse on it.
Well, it could have been worse. If you shit yourself in a robe with an arse in it, you've got a whole lot of tidying up to do. But having a space there is... a bonus.
Yeah, but I was in bed at the time, so I was in bed sheets to worry about.
Well, yeah.
Actually, not my concern. It's a hospital. No, exactly. They see that sort of thing all the time, don't they? But I jumped up, I ran out of bed and just ran along, and eventually I was calmed down and sedated and put back in my place.
But did you end up having a metallic wee? I think that's what all our listeners want to know.
Literally pissing magnets. I did a bad thing. Actually, they wanted to keep me in for longer.
Right.
But I signed myself out. What's it called when you... It wasn't signing out.
Self-flagellation?
No.
No, that's something you do when you get home.
Discharged.
Sounds like that's what you were going to do the night before.
After discharging, I signed myself out.
Yeah.
because Wigan were playing London Broncos that afternoon, and I had to get there.
Right.
And I remember, got to the rugby match, and I'd had a few pints, and I needed a slash. It was the most painful experience of my life. Urinating.
I'm surprised you pissed metal.
Well, I don't know what, but it was like, and it was an open urinal.
Right.
So there were people around me, and I was there doubled up in pain. Oh, God! Oh. How we laughed about it later.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So,
why are we talking about this?
Because of Crystal Palace.
Obviously.
Yeah. This has gone... This podcast, the whole of this podcast has gone very medical. It's gone very... Quite disgusting, actually, isn't it? There's been a lot.
I love it.
We've had the Americans who don't deserve diarrhea. Because they can't spell it properly. We've now had pissing metal. And a horrible discharge.
Swindon extermination camps.
Yeah. It's we need to reel this back in. We need to be a little bit more. One thing I am noticing by the way we're doing this is that the questions and the cards, when we research things properly, that sort of contains us a little bit, doesn't it? That it's our tether.
It protects us.
Yes, it's our tether. It's our our shield.
Us from ourselves.
Yes, it's our shield against what we've just been speaking about. So should we leave that one there? Are we happy that Crystal Palace has taken us on to pissing metal?
Yeah. If you're happy with that, then I'm happy with that.
Well, I'm ecstatic.
Was this one I researched?
Yeah. You researched Crystal Palace.
Oh no, I know what I was going to ask. I did have a thing.
I hear.
So, it's an exhibition, isn't it?
It's an exhibition, yes.
So I was going to ask you, if you had a museum of Rob Grace set up, what artifacts would you have in your museum of Rob Grace?
Oh, so that all of the artifacts have to be related to me?
Yeah.
Okay, so... a BH California BMX bike.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was my favourite Christmas present ever. So I had that. I had a pair of, they weren't Bowers, but they were a pair of roller skates that were similar to Bowers. So they were like roller hockey skates, street skates.
Cool.
So I think those. I think my outfit from my first day at secondary school, my uniform from my first day at secondary school, because I basically went as a mod. My SV650 motorbike that I wrote off. Knocked off. Yeah, my motorbike, because I loved that bike. It was very nice. All of the T-shirts that I've ever bought from going to gigs.
Right.
And if I'd still had them, I didn't. I didn't have the foresight to save tickets, but all the tickets from the gigs that I've ever been to. Programs from all of the plays that I've been in.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of anything else. The scorecards from every game of cricket I've ever played in.
About a Cheltenham Town football shirt?
Cheltenham Town football shirt would be good, yes. Mm-hmm. The very first game that I ever went to. And, yeah, all of the programmes from all of the games that I've been to. I think those kind of memories... I think.
Oh, that's a brilliant answer.
I think that would do it.
That is glorious. I'm so glad I asked. That's brilliant.
How about you? What would you have?
I'm not going to answer.
Oh, okay. All right. It'll be like the robe you were in when you nearly shit yourself when the SWAT team turned up.
I guess,
it'll be the swimming shorts that you were in when the jet of water went up your ass.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of anal stuff going on.
There's a lot of anal stuff. Yeah. There's your head sphincter.
Head sphincter. A packet of moist toilet tissues.
Yeah.
That are actually flash bleach wipes.
Yeah. A pot noodle.
Now, stop.
For those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the lady was eating when Matt lost his virginity. You need to go back to previous episodes of BTTPP for that. I'll tell you what I would like as well, is episodes of BTTPP playing throughout the museum. So you could learn about Gerald the Fearless.
You have it all.
You could learn about Mr. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra for a bit.
And those kind of people. Frida Kahlo. All of the good stuff that we talked about. The moon. Buzz Aldrin. The moon. The dung beetles looking up to the moon.
Shitbags
on the moon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've found out some really cool stuff, actually.
We have. And, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go back and listen to them. If you can't get them on Podbean, by the way, I'm trying my best to get everything moved over onto Podbean. But if you can't, try Mixcloud, because they're all on Mixcloud.
They're all there.
So go back, listen to them. Listen to the original ones when we didn't know what we were doing. Very similar to this one. Are we done with Crystal Palace,
I think we're done with
Crystal Palace. Right, okay, so... that means if I have got I've got orange and green to go, which I think I've put in the bag. Let me just double check. Yeah, orange and green. So take.
Oh, sorry, I was just about to pour a beer.
Yeah, well, take the cheese first.
I'm taking the cheese.
And then.
Oh, what could it be? Shall we look and see? It's a bit of cheese, and it is orange.
Okay, orange. So that means, that's quite good, because that means purple is your last one, and green is mine. Sorry, there's some silence there. I'm going to have to edit that out. And the sound of beer pouring. So, orange, then. Mm. The question I had there, in which country is the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve motor racing track? Do you know the answer to that?
I think I do, because we've spoken about it. Is it Canada?
It is Canada, yeah. The Montreal Circuit first hosted the Formula One Canadian Grand Prix in 1978. So I had no idea where to go with this one. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Formula One. Do you like Formula One?
No.
Car racing and all of that stuff. I used to watch it back in the sort of in the 80s, I would imagine, when Senna was racing and people like that. It was a lot more dangerous in those days, and it's quite rightly they've improved on the safety for the drivers, because that's quite good. But it's a lot less exciting these days, because it's basically whoever gets past the first corner first has won.
Yeah,
it's basically watching a traffic jam, isn't it, really?
But faster.
A fast traffic jam, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about this the other day, actually. I've been to watch horses racing.
Yeah.
Dogs racing.
What, live?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Never been to watch cars racing.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't watch dead horses racing.
No.
You?
No. Although, that might have been probably just as exciting.
Yeah.
So but what happens? You've
been to horses, you've gone to the docks, but you've never been car.
But if you go and watch horses racing, right, you're stood there in a little kind of like a little stand.
Yeah.
And you're just all waiting. Then you hear like, it's louder and louder.
Yeah.
And a load of horses go by.
Right.
Just like really fast, go past.
Okay.
And then you wait a bit more and. And again, horses go, but it's the same horses.
The same, right, okay, so they're doing a second lap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's about it. I think it's the same. To be honest, it might be different horses.
Might be a different race.
They go past that quick.
Okay.
Hard to tell.
Did you bet on them? No.
No. No.
So you went horse racing, didn't bet.
No.
I just basically watched horses go past.
Yeah, it was shit. It was really, really shit.
Yeah, yeah, sounds it. Yeah.
I went to watch dogs racing, greyhounds.
Yeah.
But I made some friends on the way in.
Okay.
They had a stall with lots of leaflets saying what happened to the dog, to the dogs afterwards.
Okay. Oh, okay. They were like animal cruelty type people.
Yeah. And I was like, I had no idea about this. So I'm going in. Do you want me to hand out some of these leaflets when I get in? So I got in. Within about 10 minutes, some burly blokes came and grabbed me, and I was thrown out again. Yeah.
Which dog racing track was that?
That would have been, I was on a stag weekend, so that, I think, was Nottingham.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how popular greyhound racing is anymore to you. I know horse racing is still very popular.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably still a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
But cars racing.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being in one of the cars that are racing.
It's quite enjoy, I think, having a drive around the track.
Yeah.
That would be quite good fun.
I like a bit of high octane, but just watching it.
Yeah. It's just like being sat there and all you...
Oh, do you know what I did do once?
Yeah.
I sat on the embankment of the M40.
Right.
With a picnic blanket and a bottle of wine.
Your life is just one big social world, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, it's a Friday.
Oh, okay. That, see, you should have said that at the beginning. That makes so much more sense.
And so I bought a bottle of lovely, it was rosé. It was a New Zealand rosé.
Yes.
And I bought it from a little Tesco's, and they had plastic glasses, so I bought one of them too.
So they had plastics?
Yeah, plastics. Yes.
They didn't have plastic glasses?
No,
because
sorry.
A glass is like
I'm so
what it's made
fucking
of.
Sorry, Rob. I upset your delicate sensibilities
yes.
by suggesting a glass.
Plastic liquid only, receptacles.
Yes. So they were also selling plastic liquid receptacles.
Yeah.
Testicles. So I bought one and I went and I said it was a gloriously sunny day.
Yeah.
I went and sat on an embankment, the M40, and watched the cars going past.
On your own or?
On my own, yeah. It was lovely until...
I'm just picturing this scene.
Well,
so was it... why that particular stretch of the M40? Was it planned? Was it planned?
It was kind of planned because there was a pub nearby.
Right. You don't need a pub. You've got your bottle of rosé.
I know, but I was going to go to the pub later. I'm not an idiot.
Not drink rosé?
Well... Do you know what? It was a nice chill bottle of rosé. Yeah. It was a really hot Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I thought it through because I knew that at the start it was a bit like watching car racing and the whoosh, whoosh.
In an Enid Blyton style.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 But then, because it was a Friday, it all started to get very log jammed.
Mm.
At which point, that's when it got fun. Because there were these people just sort of like...
Lane dodging.
Crawling.
Yeah.
Crawling along, looking really pissed off.
Yeah.
And I was there, lying cross-legged on the embankment with a bottle of wine, just toasting them.
Nice.
A bit more.
Did they see you doing that?
Yeah.
Were they pissed off with you?
They were really... Somebody called the police, actually, and I was moved on.
Really?
Yeah.
What, because you shouldn't have been there for
safety
purposes?
Because I shouldn't have been there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it was lovely for a moment.
So what did the police say then when they moved you on?
Not much, because you can't be here, mate.
Right.
That's what we're doing wrong. That's why you're on a motorway embankment, drinking a bottle of wine, pissing people off.
What are the legalities around that? Where can you and can't you go?
I wasn't prepared to risk that kind of conversation just in case it upset the police officers and I ended up in a cell for the night.
Yeah.
So I just accepted it.
I'm just, like, just as a general question, have you researched that as to what the...
Well, I think it's private property, isn't it? I think it's...
So who owns it then?
Government.
Okay. So how did you get there? Did you have to go across fields and stuff?
No.
Is it just off the bridge and down?
It's just next to a bridge.
Right.
And so there was a little kind of... It's like a little gateway.
Okay.
So it was really easy to get down and onto the embankment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But why would you, having a bottle of wine on an embankment, piss off people who are sat in a traffic jam?
Because they were... I mean, this was, what, mid-90s? So no air conditioning. Really hot day.
But that's their fault. That's not yours. Yeah, you're just admiring the view, aren't you?
I know. I'm just toasting them.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a punnet of strawberries as well. That might have irritated them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
thought you were like somebody who likes Wimbledon.
They probably did.
Yeah.
Or they might have thought I was just taking a piss.
But that's still, to call the police for that,
yeah,
that would be a bit...
Mm-hmm.
Be a bit extreme.
Well, I don't know if any of them actually did or how it was reported, but
yeah,
they turned up and asked me to move on. So I did.
Well, that's a very pleasant story. It's weird, but it's a very pleasant story.
Yeah, try it. Honestly, yeah. if you want to feel superior,
get moved on by the police.
And really smug at some point, give it a go.
Yeah, do you know, there are places where I can see that being... you can enjoy that. But I'm just thinking, breathing in carbon monoxide from a motorway, it's not one of those places.
Oh, I shot myself in the foot.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it for that really good feeling of as they gradually ground to a halt.
Just being superior to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are. You yourself have ground to a halt for the day.
Yeah.
But that's out of your own choice.
Yeah.
They are traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. It was between Tame and Aylesbury. So somewhere between. I'll find out exactly where it was.
Yeah.
And what the pub was. And
yeah. And maybe we could do a BTTPP day out.
Do a podcast live.
Do a podcast live from the M40. That would be fun.
Mm.
Yeah. I've never really been much of a petrol head. I've never been one for. I've always thought of cars as being something to get you from A to B as quickly and as comfortably as possible, and as efficiently and cheaply as possible.
Yes.
But I did. I was bought for my birthday one of those rally days where you can do rally car driving, and that was good fun. But it's so it's bizarre because. You watch the guys who know what they're doing do it, and they blast themselves around the track. And then you get in, and you do your driving with an instructor next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do your driving, and you feel like you are driving it 400 miles an hour. Everything comes at you quick. The bends come at you quick. You've got to steer. You've got to hit the handbrake, and you've got to move and hit the brakes. Come off the brakes, hit the accelerator, and then you watch it back as somebody's filmed it, and it's like something from Driving Miss Daisy. All I can imagine is like,
what, Terry and June?
Yeah, exactly. You put that music over it, it would be perfect. And you're going, but I was going at light speed. Why does that look as though a cyclist could overtake me? And actually, at one point, there's a thing where they had a chicane, and the chicane was made up of piles of tyres. And so you had to sort of do a jink around these tyres. And I approached them. I was in this BMW at this point, and I'd had my foot flat to the floor coming off this bend. And as you approach these tyres, he says, you've got to take your foot off. You've got to not necessarily brake, but you've got to come off the accelerator. And then you've got to basically steer around these tyres. So I took my foot off the accelerator and we kept on accelerating. And what had happened was the accelerator pedal, had jammed on the floor.
Jesus.
And it was basically just locked in position.
That's quite scary.
Yeah. And he's going, he's off. Really loud as I just hit the tyres because I'm steering, but it was on gravel and it just did nothing. So I just hit this wall of tyres, and I said to him, I said the pedal was stuck to the floor, and he went, and the engine's still going because the pedal's still flat to the floor, and I said, look, and I lifted my feet up, and it was like a look mum no hands moment. It was like, look driver, no feet. And that was when he believed that there was a problem. So I killed the engine, and then they had to take the car and sort and then take the accelerator pedal off the floor.
Oh.
So yeah, and I felt a right dick because everybody watching me just saw me just come off of this bend, and rather than go around the chicane, you just go straight into the tyres. Yeah, yeah, I've got video footage of it somewhere as
but
well.
But that is so weird because something very similar happened to me when I was probably at 10 or 11. And it was go-karting.
This is when you were stealing BMWs as an 11-year-old.
Yes.
Up in Liverpool.
It was in Liverpool, yeah.
Over to Scally.
Got one. Car needs a pedal. It needs another 4 inches. Callback.
Callback, yeah. Listen to part one for that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I was doing a go-kart thing.
Yeah.
It was part of an open day of some sort, some I don't know, church thing or something.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you were told not to press the brake and the accelerator at the same time. So I'd had my two laps, and I was on my final lap, you had three laps, and I was coming in to stop, and I pressed the brake and the accelerator at the same time.
Yeah.
Brake cable snapped.
Oh, nice.
So I'm still going. So I look at them and I'm smiling at everyone. Yeah, yeah. I can't. But it was a nervous smile.
They thought
I was all taking a piss. Yeah. And I remember the cordon sort of like that caught me there.
Oh, ouch.
And it was like, ugh, and I just managed to push it over. The helmet came off.
Yeah.
And a couple of blokes jumped on it and turned the engine off and I got very told off, which I thought was really unfair. I'd made a slight error.
Yeah.
But I just remember feeling really pissed off that I got this telling off. Because they all thought I did it deliberately, which is a weird thing to think.
Yeah. One of the funniest things I saw in one of those things, it wasn't go-karting, it was mini motor racing. You know the mini motor
bikes? Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we did that, and they are just like little toys, but they are quick, and you throw them around inside in a car. It's quite exhilarating. They are quick for what they are. And I saw this one guy came off. He slid off on this corner and hit the tyres, and he stood up and he had the bike and he picked the bike up off the floor, but he still had the throttle fully engaged, so the back wheel was spinning like billio. So he put the bike down on the floor to get on it, and it just took off over his head, but it made him do a somersault because it just went over the back of them, and he disappeared over the back of these tyres. It was so funny. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
How was he?
I don't care. He shouldn't have been such an idiot, shouldn't he? But yeah. Anything on Canada? Have we got anything on
Never
Canada?
Been, I would like to go to
I'd
Canada.
Quite like to go to Canada, yeah. I'd like to go skiing in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I would love to go skiing. That would, one my knee is finally the way it should be.
Yeah.
Love to go skiing again.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot of skiing. Let's not go down those routes because that would just be boring stories of me going skiing. so I don't know. Have we done a decent job of that one?
Formula One and
motor racing.
We
didn't talk about arses, did we?
No, so there was no arse involved in any of that.
No, no sphincters, no diarrhoea.
No. Oh, we've learned our lesson.
We have.
We are better people.
I wonder if the Canadians know how to spell diarrhoea.
Whether they
deserve diarrhoea or not.
No, I don't. I think Canada or Canada, if you prefer, it's one of those countries, isn't it? So it's meant to be the highest standard of living.
It is, and we've done that on BTTPP before.
So
I don't think
they would get diarrhoea there.
Yeah, best country in the world, apparently, Canada, on all metrics. So, yeah, no, I don't think they would. No, they don't. Yeah, they do deserve diarrhoea.
I reckon they don't deserve... The population of Canada get by on one sheet of toilet paper a shit.
You reckon?
I reckon they all come out clean.
There's a thought. Here's another thought. have the Mounties ever changed their little mantra of the Mounties always get their man? Because that's extremely sexist, isn't it?
It's sexist, but I think it also defines their rampant homosexuality.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, you reckon you have to be a homosexual to be a Mountie?
Of course you do. Look what they wear.
Is that like hide? So you think they're hiding in plain sight? Is that what it is?
Well, they should. They don't need to hide. Why are they hiding?
Do you reckon those big hats that they've got double up as a head sphincter, as a shampoo?
I think they would.
They take the centre
the
bit out.
The original head sphincters.
That's what it is. They take the middle bit out and they can wash their hair without getting those horrible
Malcolm suds
in their
Malcolm the
Mountie
always gets his man.
Yeah, but never shampoo in his eyes. There you go. That's the way to end that one. So
finally we did it.
We
made it inappropriate.
We finished, yeah, so that's, I think that's part two done, isn't it?
That will be part
that
two
is
done,
part
yeah.
two done. We hope you're putting up with this, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to, I'm just going to put it on stop until we have a brief pause, and then we'll come back with part three. So, the Oxford English Dictionary definition of xenophobia is dislike of or prejudice towards people, cultures, and customs that are foreign or perceived as foreign. Are people from Swindon perceived as foreign? You have to make up your own minds on that one.
In this final part of this special episode, we'll be discussing the definition of fun and cheekiness, whether those are snow-capped mountains or just a result of Matt's me time, and play a game of Guess My Favourite Rock. Don't miss it. And if you want more information about Barking Toad and what we get up to, and if you'd like to get in touch, you can check out our website at barkingtoadcomedy.com. And don't forget to leave us a review. And tell your friends. Bye.